slacking because Long Shadow has a hold on him and is weakening him deliberately. Your basic old-time power politics, with the company in the middle. Before we came along, the Shadow Masters did find their biggest challenges in fighting one another. On principle, Goblin seldom agrees with One Eye about anything. He claims Shadow Spinner is lulling us while he recovers from wounds that were more serious than we suspected. My guess is six of one, half a dozen of the other. Crows circle the Shadowlander camp. Always they circle. Some come, some go, but a baker's dozen minimum are there all the time. Others haunt us day and night. Wherever I go, whenever, a crow is nearby. Except inside. They don't get inside. We don't let them inside. Those that try end up in somebody's pot. Croker had a thing about crows. I think I understand it now. But the bats bother me more. We don't see the bats as often. The crows get most of them. These crows are not ashamed to come out at night. And those that the crows don't get, we do, most of the time. Inevitably, though, a few get away. And that isn't good. They spy for the Shadow Masters. They're the far-ranging eyes of wickedness out here, where our enemies cannot always manipulate the living darkness. Only two Shadow Masters remain. Spinner has problems. They do not have the reach or control they showed back when they could and did run the shadows into the very heart of the Taglian territories. They are fading from the stage. One dreams. Dreams, too easily, become nightmares. Chapter 6. When you look down from the citadel, you have to wonder how the Jaikuri manage, all jammed inside Dejigore's walls. Truth is, they don't, and never did. At one time, the hills surrounding the plain were covered with farms and orchards and vineyards. After the shadow came, enterprises gradually disappeared as the peasant families abandoned the land. And then the anti-shadow, the Black Company, came, ever so hungry after the long sprint south from the victory at Goja Ford. And then came the Shadowlander armies which battered us. Now the hills bear little but memories of what once was. Vultures never picked bones much cleaner than those hills have been gleaned. The wisest peasants were those who fled early. Their children will repopulate the land. Later, the stupid ones ran here, inside the false safety of Dejigore's walls. When Mogaba is particularly cranky, he drives a few hundred out the gate. They are just mouths crying to be filled. Food must be husbanded for those willing to die defending the walls. Locals who fail to contribute or who demonstrate a weakness for getting sick or seriously injured